from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We got Grant McCauley coming up at 8:20 to talk about the Braves. And let's get into that right now, because they were back in action last night against the Miami. You know, I say Miami Marlins. It's still, because we both grew up in Florida, it still does not ring to me to say Miami Marlins all the time. And they've been Miami for like 15 years. But it's the Florida Marlins to me, and it always will be. I don't know why. I just cannot get Miami into that statement.
I remember the day that the Rockies and the Marlins debuted. I think it was like 94-3, something like that. It was right around it was right around the strike.
Maybe right before the strike, I think.
Yeah,
you're right.
I think it was like 93, but it was. I like their old school jerseys, like the old Marlins. You know, when they're in Florida, those were cool. But the thing about that organization is they have two World Series, and they are the complete fire sale every year. You know, you can go down there and get something. It's really weird, but they've had some good years. I mean, I'll never forget the Jim Leland year where he was like, he tells them, he's like, you get me this list of players, I'll win a World Series. And he sat there with his legs crossed and rocking his legs. Just his legs were moving with a heater.
Yeah, smoking darts. Yeah.
And just, I mean, the dude, unbelievable.
Hey, Kelly, I'm curious to get your, and we'll get to the game in just one second, but I'm curious to get your opinion on this, because obviously I grew up with the Sunshine Network, you know what I mean, down there in Florida. And I know they have fans. I'm not saying they don't. I just can't imagine being a Miami Marlins or a Tampa Bay Rays fan and just absolutely fire something. And I'll give them credit. They both put the teams back in a good position like 2 or 3 years later, but we didn't even know who the roster was last night.
I know. We were literally having that discussion this morning, like, who is in this starting lineup for the Miami Marlins? But it's funny you guys say that about the Florida Marlins. That's how I feel about the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, I'm from Tampa.
Yes.
And that's what I grew up with.
I forgot about
the
that.
Devil Rays and those throwbacks and those, they're kind of bringing those back, which is fun. But
Wade Boggs.
It's a tough time for Rays fans, for sure, because they're selling off literally every face of the franchise, which, if you follow the Rays, they did that with Evan Longoria a couple years ago. Fans weren't happy about that. And now Randy Arozarena. So, I mean, it's tough to be a fan of that franchise, for sure.
Arozarena sitting in the stands was pretty epic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, the Devil Rays. I never understood why they got rid of the Devil and Devil Rays. Like, this doesn't. Ridiculous.
I'm all here for like unique mascots.
Yes.
Like
yes.
For your city and for your area. And I loved that.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas.
But,
over in Huntsville. I love that one.
There's no way, shape, or form that makes sense to me. But I will give Tampa Bay credit is they did what they did, and now you'll see that, like, next year they'll be that team that is sneaky good for, like, and battling for a wild card. And I say they've been to, what, 2 or 3 World Series, I think, in the last, what, maybe 20 years or whatever. So they've done a good job of they're kind of like, they're what we made Billy Beane's Oakland A's out to be, right? Because they've been able to kind of do the Moneyball thing and at least advance past the first round or second round of the playoffs. They've done a good job of that, and they haven't won the ring yet. But it is sad for some of these organizations. That's why somebody asked me about Paul Skenes in Pittsburgh, and they said, so how long before they trade him? And I was like, I don't think they will. I don't think you can trade a Paul Skenes. Like, not at this point. The prospect, right? And if he has, like, maybe
be at least 6 years from now, I think. Or is it 5? They have team control.
Well, let me tell you something. If Paul Skenes has a next year like he did this year, they might be like, they might be pushing some. And first off, arbitration's gonna go up to Artie. I mean, you think of arbitration, he's gonna get paid in a couple years when he hits arbitration.
Yeah. So the Braves are victorious last night, 4-2, down at Truist Park. And one of the more beautiful things has been our guy Matt Olson getting off the schneid.
Getting back to doing that. Is that another one for Matt Olson? You bet it is. Reservation for two at the Chop House, and it's 3-0.
Going full on Tater mode. Did it go top of the Chop? Did it go top of the Chop? Did y'all watch that?
I couldn't see
where it landed, but it looked like top of the Chop. Oh, Dylan says it wasn't top of the Chop.
Yeah, it was, but it was so effortless. He went down and got it. That's one we've seen him hit, Kelly, like last year. He was just hitting a ton of those. I think that's his, like, 4th and 6 games, or I know it's his 3rd and 2 games, basically. So it really feels like he's eating up. And then Riley went oppo.
Yeah. 5 and 6, like Dylan said. Kelly, I thought you brought up a great point. We walked in earlier. You've been on the last couple of Fridays with us, and you were like, seems like a different freaking team every time I walk in here. We don't know whether to panic or be overjoyed about
it. It's literally been a roller coaster of emotions every Friday. But to your point, Bo, like with Matt Olson coming back on, this entire team is kind of slugging again, right? They have 3 home runs last night. They've had 21 in the last 7 games. 9 different players have hit those home runs. So that's the recipe for success that we saw last year, obviously, so maybe they're kind of trending back towards that.
Yeah. Say that number again.
Great point.
9?
21 home runs in the past 7 games. 9 different players have hit those.
I love that.
Wow,
stat,
that is a phenomenal stat. That's unbelievable because, look, I'm going to tell you something. I am a believer in baseball conspiracy theories. I used to not be. I am now.
Yeah, it's too. Some of the truths around MLB are too convenient.
There is, you know what I mean? No doubt in my mind. And look, this. How many hard hit balls in the first half of the season, Kelly, did we see where we're like, hey, that would have went out last year, or that would have got through last year, and all of a sudden they're getting out again and they're getting through? Yeah, the juice ball is real, folks. I'm sorry. I don't know how it's put it.
Foil hats on.
They are taking every baseball and they're putting a little needle and they're putting the steroids in it, and it's juicing it up and it's going yickety.
Is that what they're the needle yickety. Straight into the ball. Straight into the ball, he says. They're just steroids in the ball.
Yeah.
Real quick, Charlie Morton last night was absolutely dealing. Like I said, I don't know what to take from this because you read the names in their lineup, and I'm going to give him credit because that's what you should do. But, you know, Edwards, Berger, Sanchez, Bride, Stowers, Lopez, Gordon, and Wall. I mean, I get it, our old buddy Wall. But, I mean, I got to give Charlie Morton credit where credit's due, and he was rolling last night.
Yeah, but look at the other side. It's just like a face of a new pitcher. You don't know how he's going to mix stuff up, and you don't know what these guys can and can't hit. You don't know. They're out. Now, some of them you do, but you don't have any information on these guys. So you got to go out there and rely and trust your stuff to get them out, and it can be just as dangerous as facing a lineup that you know a lot about.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, seeing the pitching go off this entire season has really kept this team afloat. And you hope that the hitting now kind of catches up to that, because I know Alex Anthopoulos talked about this the other day at the trade deadline. Like, there's not a lot of moves you can make to bolster this roster in theory, because they should have already been doing this in the
first
place.
That's 100% point. And even Jorge Soler, you're looking at him going, how does this guy even fit next year? All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about those Atlanta Falcons. Jimmy Lake had some interesting comments. We'll talk about what that defense will look like. And our friend Kelly, the mother of all announcements. You don't want to miss this. Coming up on the other side, the break is the Morning Shift Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.